Listening to Executive Leaders Radio, this is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Les Small and Vistage, Laura Van Eppern, Van Eppern, Cecilia Hodges, M&T Bank, and Katie Merchant, the McLean Group. I'd like to introduce a gentleman by the name of Paul Farrell, who's the CEO of Nehemiah Security. What is Nehemiah Security? What do you guys do?
Nehemiah is a cybersecurity software firm.
Uh-huh. And how large or how small is it?
We have 53 employees today.
53 employees. And where would you get the name Nehemiah Security from?
We got it from the Bible story.
What are you talking about? Tell me more about that.
Well, three things you should know about Nehemiah. He was a trusted advisor.
Mm-hmm.
He had a heart for his homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And when they rebuilt the homeland, it took teamwork because the city was still under attack. And so one person had to build while the other one guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big concept with us. We need everybody at Nehemiah Security doing the right things every day, taking care of the wall in front of their helm for us to be successful.
Didn't you tell me that the Bible played a special role in your life?
It has.
Tell me about that.
It's been the one thing that I live for. It's the one thing that I use in business every day. Lots of young people come up to me because I've been blessed by God and very successful and ask me, Paul, what do you read? What business books do you read? And I have one business book I read every day, and that's the Bible, and that gives me everything I need.
You read it every day?
Yes, sir.
What were you telling me a little bit earlier about the team members and praying for the team members?
I pray for my employees twice a week by name. And if I know something special about it, I'll include it from things that we hear just in passing in the halls and stuff like that.
Well, you're certainly a spiritual kind of guy. You mentioned earlier to me that this is not the first time that you've built and sold a business. You've done it a couple of other times with a friend that's a venture capitalist of sorts. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
We wouldn't call him a venture capitalist, but we only have one source of funds, and he's my mentor. And I've known him for over 35 years. I've worked for him. My father died at a very young age, and he's taken over that role since that time for me.
What do you mean he took over that role for you?
If I have any question about what's going on in my life, I call him up and ask him it. And so not only is he an unbelievable businessman, that he has his own $1.3 billion software firm that's extremely successful, but also I can ask him about anything in life that I need help with.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that a number of years ago, your dad passed, and you were asked to deliver the eulogy. Tell us about that.
Well, I've always been a leader in the family, and I have an older brother who I love dearly and a twin brother. But at that time, the mantle passed to me to give the eulogy, and it's a very special moment in my life.
Why would that be?
Because I got to send my dad off in the right way, say the right things in front of everybody.
You mentioned earlier that dad was a businessman who had some health issues.
My dad was a very successful businessman, and then he lost his hearing. And then it was definitely hit the reset button and start all over again. He went from being a successful businessman and being promoted through an organization, living out of state, to having to come home. And he told me one time he used to pick up odd jobs, even sweeping floors, to make money to keep the family together at that time.
How'd that affect you? How's that affecting you today?
We're all hard workers. One of the things that my father always did was give back. And we also hard work, but also give what we have for the right causes.
Mm-hmm. Cecilia?
Tell us about the relationship with your siblings today.
I have a great relationship with my siblings. We there's an older brother, an older sister, a twin brother, and a younger sister, and we talk every other day.
What about being a twin? Twins are typically very close. What impact did that have on your life?
It's been great. We talk all the time, even though he lives down in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Are you very much alike, or what are the differences?
Completely different. Growing up, I was 6 inches taller than them and maybe 30, 40 pounds heavier, yet we were twins. So we had a lot of fun together. You always had somebody to do something with, and it was also competitive at times, which is always kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Katie, what do you got there? What are you thinking?
You've talked about your twin brother, your older brother, and your father's influence on you. Are you a father?
Yes, I am. I have a 25-year-old son who I'm very blessed came to work with me this summer. And I have a 22-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. What's it like working with your son?
It's been really special. You know, he went out and he paid his dues working for Booz Allen. for a couple of years, and now he's come to work for us. And mom was afraid because she thought we'd have an argument and testosterone would take over and Patrick wouldn't be coming to Thanksgiving dinner because of that, but it hasn't worked that way. And one of the things that we do is we meet and pray an hour every week, Wednesdays at 4:30.
Do you think there are any similarities between being a father and a CEO?
Tons. You have to guide people and nurture them and find out what their characteristics, what they're strong at, and then help them build on that.
I just want to make sure I understand something. You had five kids growing up, twin brother. Dad passes away very early on, 1979, you said. And he was then, after he lost his job because he went deaf, he was working as many jobs as he need to. You told us a little earlier that actually you didn't have a lot of money back then either. So what were you doing to make do or take care of the family or provide for the family financially or yourself?
Well, I mean, for ourselves, we did paper routes. We worked construction jobs. We would work on the farm picking strawberries or picking stones up there. Whenever they plow the fields, all the stones come up. So every once a year, you get behind it and pick the stones up.
Any kind of jobs like that.
We invested into the clothes on our back and in our education.
So no one actually took care of that for you? You had to take care of that for yourselves?
Yeah, but we were fun and happy. You know, we were a great family.
Mm-hmm. So, Paul, you strike an amazing balance between faith and business. And do you give any advice, being a serial entrepreneur and also, you know, being a serial entrepreneur, mm-hmm. Where invest, build, sell is a mantra to a certain extent. How do you strike that balance? Do you give that advice, pass it on to anybody within your own organization?
I think you got to pass it on to everybody you meet. Our job here is to make people around us better and to help the unfortunate as well as we go along. Every day I'll make time, if people call me on my schedule, to spend a half an hour with them and talk to them to help them out in any endeavor.
You're hanging out with your son once a week to do what? What was that all about?
Well, we talk about what's going on in his life in the business, and then we actually pray together for the last 20, 30 minutes of it, mm-hmm. Where he tells me what he needs and I tell him what I need, and it's been fantastic. It's been one of the funnest parts of having him come to work for us.
So he tell us more about that. He tells you what? Give me that again.
Well, everybody has things that they desire that they want to offer up to God every day. And him and I can sit down and we have a very frank conversation of the things that he's looking for. And I tell him the things that I need and then we pray about it. And we ask God for guidance.
Do you say the same prayer? How do you go about doing that?
Well, it's never the same prayer. And it's always stream of consciousness talking where we talk about what's going on. Talk to God like you talk to anybody else, like we're talking here today. We do that together.
Mm-hmm. You think it's made a difference?
A big difference.
How come?
Well, it's made a big difference because through Nehemiah Security, I'm able to extend my faith to the people around me to make a family environment for them to expand our tent so that we can provide for people and they can have healthy lives and they can also see models for how to live and to put back in society and not just take away.
Mm-hmm. Laura?
So how do you provide spiritual guidance to others in this crazy world that we're living in, this technology-based world? How do you infuse more of that? How do you share that more with people and how would you communicate that more so that business leaders like yourself, you know, empower their own employees and others to find their own?
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to be a co-teacher of a very large Bible study that meets on Thursday nights. We'll probably put a couple hundred guys are registered and about 120 are in there. And so from that, a lot of people call me up and ask for meetings and I'll spend time with them. I encourage other, one of the quick story is a friend of mine, we went out to dinner, we hadn't seen him in a year. And he said, "You revolutionized my life." And I'm like, "What'd I do?" And he said, "You told me I should pay for my customers and my employees, and that's made the biggest difference in my business." And that's happened several times. So I think
what's happened several times?
Where people come to me and say that I've given them advice that has made a big difference in their life, and I'm very proud of that, but I would have to say that that's God talking through me many times. It's not me doing it, because I'm just a normal guy. I grew up in upstate New York and happened to be blessed by God.
So the advice you're giving is coming from?
Well, in my particular situation, I would say come directly from the Holy Spirit to them.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
Where does this orientation to faith show up earlier on in your life? I mean, it was something you talked about your mom and her role.
Yeah, well, you could always know that Mom was at home praying for us if we were out gallivanting when we were young, even through college. So that's been a big thing. But one of the things that we always did, what Dad always said, is no matter what was happening, everybody attended church on Sunday, no matter what. You know, you had to be really almost dead to get out of it.
What's the website address for this organization?
NehemiahSecurity.com.
How do you spell that?
Nehemiah.
Security.com.
Security.com, yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your job, Paul?
Getting to work with the people and guiding them and watching them flourish inside Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight. Don't forget to visit our website, by the way, executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com. Back in a moment.
Thank you.